Hello again. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Jeremiah 50 today, verses 11 through 16. Jeremiah chapter 50, verses 11 through 16. It says, though you rejoice, though you exult, O plunderers of my heritage, though you frolic like a heifer in the pasture, and neigh like the stallions, your mother shall be utterly ashamed, and she who bore you shall be disgraced. Behold, she shall be the last of the nations, a wilderness, a dry land, and a desert. Because of the wrath of the Lord, she shall not be inhabited, but shall be an utter desolation. Everyone who passes by Babylon shall be appalled and hiss because of all her wounds. Set yourselves in array against Babylon all around, all you who bend the bow. Shoot at her, spare no arrows, for she has sinned against the Lord. Raise a shout against her all around. She has surrendered, but her bulwarks have fallen. Her walls are thrown down, for this is the vengeance of the Lord. Take vengeance on her. Do to her as she has done. Cut off from Babylon the sower, the one who handles the sickle in the time of the harvest. Because of the sword of the oppressor, everyone shall turn to his own people, and everyone shall flee to his own land. Again, prophecy of what's going to happen to Babylon in the very, very last days. Folks, I don't know how much of you prophecy you understand, how much of the Old Testament you've read, but the Bible's very clear that in the last days, the headquarters of the Antichrist kingdom is going to be in Babylon. If you go to Zechariah chapter 5, verses 5 and following, you're going to see that the wickedness in all the land and evil is going to move its headquarters to Babylon and be put in the plain of Shinar, land of Shinar at the appropriate time. When the prophecies talk about the judgment of Babylon, it's in Revelation chapter 17 and 18 and 19, it's very, very clear that it's going to be actual Babylon that's going to be destroyed. It's going to be the center of world power and everything at some point. It's being rebuilt right now. It's becoming a massive tourist destination. Two of the seven wonders of the world are there. Ever since Saddam Hussein has gone out, billions of oil dollars have gone in. Babylon is being rebuilt this day, and at some point in the future, it's going to be the headquarters for the whole globe. But when that day comes that God judges Babylon, look closely at why. It's in verse 11. It says, though you rejoice, though you exult, O plunderers of my heritage. Folks, God's judgment is coming to Babylon because she touched God's heritage. But some of you say, Jim, didn't God say this is my servant? And yes, God knew that Babylon wanted to attack Israel. God knew that Babylon wanted to destroy the surrounding nations and take control. And so he allowed it for his purposes. But that doesn't get Babylon off the hook. Off the hook. They're guilty for what they've done, and especially because of how they treated Israel. God keeps in mind how his people are treated. Listen to Acts chapter 9, verses 1 through 5. But Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found any belonging to the way, men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem. Now as he went on his way, he approached Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven shone around him. And falling to the ground, he heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Now, if you were to read that again, you'll say, wait a minute, Jim. He wasn't going after Jesus. He was going after the believers in Jesus. He was going after Christians, the believers of the way, having them put to death or put in prison. But Jesus took it personally. If you've done it to the least of these brothers of mine, you've done it unto me, Jesus said when he talked about the nation of Israel being treated, how they've been treated. In the same way, Jesus called us his no longer his friends. He now calls us his brothers. The day he rose from the dead, he said, go tell my brothers to meet me in Galilee. Folks, let me just tell you, if you are in Christ, God sees you as his, and you are the apple of his eye. And when things come against you, even if he's allowed it, he will keep track, and he will judge all the people or nations or individuals that have gone against his people, not only Israel, but the church. Leave vengeance to the Lord. He will repay. He doesn't miss a thing. You and I might even miss it when we've been slighted, but he never will. Babylon will be wiped out. Why? Because of how they treated Israel. Look forward to sharing some more with you tomorrow. Hope to see you then.